KC on 98.9 KISS FM, playing the most hits from the 90s to now, and it's been a while since we've had her in studio with us, Drew.
She's been on another big, long adventure, a long road trip like she always likes to go on, like three-month-long road trip.
I know. We haven't seen her for a while, but she's back.
I've missed you guys. Yay!
Welcome!
Sunita Sitara is in the studio with us today. She's our numerologist, so if you haven't ever heard Sunita on, I don't know how you couldn't have.
Yeah.
She's been with us for a couple of years, but she takes a look at your birthday, and she talks about your life path, or maybe what type of personality you have, all by using the numbers. And we're talking about life path today.
Today, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
What does that mean exactly?
That means the day, and we won't say this on the air at all, the day that you were born, the month you were born, and the year you were born, you bring it down to one single digit, and that tells you the life path that you're on.
And Casey and I have both done these. They are pretty much right on for both of us. It's pretty amazing. So when people call in, we get the birth date beforehand so that we have that information before we put them on the air with you. And then you can tell them where their life path is going.
Exactly.
Good things always.
And that's, well, yes. And that's something that you can't change. Like, you can change the spelling of your name and change your, you know, not your personality, but the influences that come into your life. But you can't change your life path.
Okay.
And so you need to just learn to work with it.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. And knowing, I guess, is always an easier way.
Yes.
It's better to know more than you know than you don't know, and then you can plan things.
Yes. Information is power.
That's, wow. You said it way better than I did.
She kind of did. Sorry.
Hey, believe me, I know. I wish you would have jumped in earlier.
So, as always, our phone lines always go crazy when Sunita's in. So if you don't get a chance to talk to her on the air, she will do a free reading for you.
Yes.
If you go to our Facebook page, it's Sunita Sitara or SunitaSitara.com.
Is my website,
and
yes.
And make sure you mention you heard her here on the radio, and she'll do it for free. So are you ready for Bridget?
I sure am.
Hi, Bridget. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Bridget. Good to have you. You are a three life path, which is exactly what I am, too. So you could be an artist, a painter, poet, actor. You can be a society organizer, drawing and designing with the public at large, decorator, imaginative, and you have a lot of creative ability. Sometimes your head stays in the cloud and you daydream a lot. So, but you could be very good in, have a great career in sales or also in retail. Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, actually, I'm definitely a creative person.
Excellent.
Yeah. And a daydreamer. Have you been daydreaming today?
All the time.
But, you know, daydreaming is very good because that's the right side of your brain that's engaged. And so you're a very creative person. So welcome, sister. You're the same as me. Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's good then, that if she's already creative and she knows she's creative, that's your life path. So keep up with it.
Up with it, exactly.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T Wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita this afternoon, we've got a couple of slots open. Here's new Kelly Clarkson. It's Mr. Know-It-All on KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now. I've got a special guest in studio with us today, Sunita Sitara, taking your phone calls at 460-9899. And she's talking about your life path today, which she figures out through your date of birth. And like you had mentioned earlier, sometimes when you do readings, you look at how people spell their name or what they go by. If they're a William, maybe they go by Will or whatever, and that kind of determines your personality. Mm-hmm. But with your life path, you get what you get because it's your birthday.
And you can't change it.
You can't change it.
No, that's something you can't. So it's best to learn to work within it. But, you know, sometimes a one life path a parent might end up having a two life path child, whereas the one life path parent is going to be just a go-getter and won't understand why the two isn't doing that, the child isn't doing that. It's all because of the life path.
Well, and it's good because, you know, maybe some people are just aren't happy with the job or they're not in the right job for their life path.
Yes, exactly.
And it's better to know that you're not in the right spot. It's never going to make you happy.
Yes.
You need to change.
And change it.
Yes.
Call me.
Sunita, we've got Brenda on the line. She was born on 7/17. This is Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello. How are y'all?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Brenda. So you are a five life path. You would have been, I don't know if you're a lawyer or you could be a senator. We would love that.
Okay.
Any profession that involves travel is good for a five because five loves to have freedom. You could be an inventor, You don't like to be cooped up in an office. You are born to be free. And in the middle of a crowd, you're the one of the people that will have contact with everybody. Maybe you like to gossip a little bit.
Who doesn't like to do some gossiping?
That's right. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
But do you enjoy gossiping?
I think we all do.
To a certain extent.
Okay.
So, if it gets, as long as it's not private stuff. Private stuff,
yes.
And now.
Yes. Well, do you enjoy a lot of freedom in your life?
I do.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. It says you need to get out of an office and you need to go someplace where you can work a room, talk to a lot of people. Does that kind of sound like it's up your alley?
Well, kind of. I mean, I'm shy until I get to know you.
Ah.
So, I mean, until I get to know you, I won't talk to you.
A lot of times what happens is, and I can totally understand that, because sometimes the flip side of five would be that they don't really like to be in a crowd and they do better once they get to know you. So I can understand that. But, you know, freedom and travel and all of that, you don't like to be cooped up in an office. All of that probably works well for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's where I'm at. Cooped up in an office.
Oh.
We're going to do something about that.
That's right. See, you're going against your life path. It's not going to work out. You need to get out and vote for U.S. Senator in the next election.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Sunita, we're going to go to Ryan next. He was born on 6/23.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. Thank you. You are a one life path, which that ends up being where you are a pioneer leader. And it would be great if you owned your own business. You would do well in a job involving sales. You're also creative. You could be a designer. You like to be unhampered and carry out your own ideas. Does that kind of fit you?
Yes, I'm actually working on my degree to be a therapist.
Hey.
Oh, that would be excellent. You do need to be an owner of your own business, for sure.
Definitely.
Well, that's great.
Good luck, Ryan. Good luck in school, and good luck with your business. That's good.
Yeah, give us your card sometimes. We got a lot of people we can send your way when you get that degree.
Yes,
when you
do.
Become a therapist, we know people.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We've got time for another call or two with Sunita. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 Kiss FM. Playing the most hits from the 90s to now, we've got time for another call for Sunita Sitara. She's our numerologist. Quick reminder, if you're not able to get through on the phones, which I know they fill up really fast, you can find her online, sunitasitara.com. She's on Facebook, Sunita Sitara. She's one of my friends. I know she's a friend of our Drew and Casey page.
Yes.
And if you just send her some information, she'll do a free reading for you if
I
you
sure
tell her
will.
That you heard her on the radio today.
Yes, definitely.
So we're going to do one more call. We're going to talk to Crystal from Blanchard. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Crystal?
I'm doing pretty good.
Excellent. Well, your life path is a four, and so sometimes you're probably organized, and at other times you're disorganized. It's a highly organized number. Anything involving details would be great. You would be a good accountant or a surgeon or an instructor. You could also be a chemist. So does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I'm actually a stay-at-home mom, so I pretty much do all those things.
Yes.
because I can sew you up and I can fix your dinner all in the same hand.
Yes. That's hilarious.
So I love that, because moms have to wear so many different hats, but do you like to be organized?
I do, in a way.
Yeah.
In another way, no, I just let them run and have fun and be kids. So,
because sometimes it's hard to stay organized all the time. So that's really wonderful. Yeah, it's perfect that you're a stay-at-home mom, because you need all of those skills and you have them. You are the queen of multitasking.
All right.
Yeah.
You are the best mom in the land.
You
nice
go,
job.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Well, Sunita, it was good to see you.
Yeah.
It was great to see you guys.
We'll see you again next month.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I love you both.
Aww,
love you back.
We love that. Glad you're back from your summer vacation.
Well, it was fun. It was fun to be gone, but it's always great to be home, too.
See, there you go.
Yes.
Good way to look at it.
Yes.
Once again, her website is sunitasitara.com. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM.